right. I couldn't think of a better time to celebrate an office for the dead. So this is our last chance of November, at least, to celebrate the church's office specifically for the dead. We're not going to take all the psalms specifically that are tied to the office of the dead, because I want to keep us in the readings and prayers of the psalms that are proper to each day. But the rest of the office of the dead, we can certainly do in this last week of ordinary time, in this last part of November. Come, let us, Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We'll begin with the invitatory. Come, let us worship the Lord. All things live for him. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Come, let us worship the Lord. All things live for him. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Come, let us worship the Lord. All things live for him. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness, you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth. Come, let us worship the Lord. All things live for him. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Come, let us worship the Lord. All things live for him. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him. Come, let us worship the Lord. All things live for him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship the Lord. All things live for him. Having had that time for recollection, let us pray the special hymn in English, translated from Latin, the Church gives us on the Day of All Souls. Day of wrath and doom impending, David's word and Sibyl bending, heaven and earth in ashes ending. Oh, what fear man's bosom rendereth when from heaven the judge descendeth, on whose sentence all dependeth. Wondrous sound the trumpet flingeth, through earth's sepulchres it ringeth, all below the throne it bringeth. Death is struck and nature quaking, all creation is awaking, to its judge an answer making. Lo, the book exactly worded, wherein all has been recorded, hence shall judgment be awarded, when the judge his seat attaineth, and each hidden deed arraigneth, nothing unavenged remaineth. What shall I, frail man, be pleading? Who for me be interceding, when the just are mercy needing? King of majesty tremendous, who dost free salvation send us, font of pity then befriend us. Think, kind Jesus, my salvation, caused thy wondrous incarnation. Leave me not to retribution. Faint and weary thou hast sought me, on the cross of suffering bought me. Shall such grace be vainly brought me? Righteous judge, for sin's pollution, grant me gift of absolution, grant thy gift of absolution, ere that day of retribution. Guiltily now I pour out my moaning, all my shame with anguish owning. Spare, O God, thy supplicant groaning. Through the sinful woman shriven, through the dying thief forgiven, thou to me a hope hast given. Worthless are my prayers and sighing, yet, good Lord, in grace complying, rescue me from fires undying. With thy favored sheep, O place me, nor among the goats abase me, but to thy right hand upraise me. While the wicked are confounded, doomed to flames of woe unbounded, call me with thy saints surrounded. Lo, I kneel with heart's submission, crushed to ashes in contrition. Help me in my last condition. All that day of tears and mourning, from the dust of earth returning, man for judgment must prepare. Spare, O God, in mercy, spare him. Lord, all pitying, Jesus blessed, grant them thy eternal rest. Amen. So that was very impressive. I'd even go back and reflect on that and meditate on it later on. So that hymn, let's see its name. Dyer's Iris. So you're going to want to look that up. It's D-I-E-S-I-R-A-E. And if you want, you can look that up. That's how you spell it. I love you, Lord. You are my strength. And we begin praying the Psalms for this week. I love you, Lord, my strength, my rock, my fortress, my Savior. My God is the rock where I take refuge, my shield, my mighty help, my stronghold. The Lord is worthy of all praise. When I call, I am saved from my foes. The waves of death rose about me. The torrents of destruction assailed me. The snares of the grave entangled me. The traps of death confronted me. In my anguish, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came to his ears. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. That was the first part of Psalm 18. We're going to pray it in three segments. I love you, Lord. You are my strength. The Lord has saved me. He wanted me for his own. Then the earth reeled and rocked. The mountains were shaken to their base. They reeled at his terrible anger. Smoke came forth from his nostrils and scorching fire from his mouth. Coals were set ablaze by its heat. The Lord has saved me. He wanted me for his own. He lowered the heavens and came down, a black cloud underneath his feet. He came enthroned on the cherubim. He flew on the wings of the wind. The Lord has saved me. He wanted me for his own. He made the darkness his covering, the dark waters of the tents of the clouds his tent. A brightness shone out before him with hailstones and flashes of fire. The Lord has saved me. He wanted me for his own. The Lord thundered in the heavens. The Most High let his voice be heard. He shot his arrows, scattered the foe, flashed his lightnings and put them to flight. The Lord has saved me. He wanted me for his own. The bed of the ocean was revealed. The foundations of the world were laid bare. At the thunder of your threat, O God, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your anger. From on high, he reached down and seized me. He drew me forth from the mighty waters. He snatched me from my powerful foe, from my enemies whose strength I could not match. The Lord has saved me. He wanted me for his own. They assailed me in the day of my misfortune, but the Lord was my support. He brought me forth into freedom. He saved me because he loved me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O Lord God, this reminds us of the cosmic calamities. The mountains were shaken to their base. that we're going to read about in the book of Revelation and in our little apocalypse chapters. And God is bringing an end to a system. God is going to bring about the healing and restoration of this world, even if it causes our social systems to be totally changed. And God is here with us throughout all the changes of life. We thank you, Lord. The Lord has saved me. He wanted me for his own. Antiphon 3, kindle a light for my guidance and scatter my darkness. Still this, Psalm 18, he rewarded me because I was just, repaid me for my hands were clean. For I have kept the way of the Lord and have not fallen away from my God. Lord, kindle a light for my guidance and scatter my darkness. For his judgments are all before me. I have never neglected his commands. I have always been upright before him. I have kept myself from guilt. Lord, kindle a light for my guidance and scatter my darkness. He repaid me because I was just and my hands were clean in his eyes. You are loving with those who love you. You show yourself perfect with the perfect. Lord, kindle a light for my guidance and scatter my darkness. With the sincere, you show yourself sincere, but the cunning you outdo in cunning. For you save a humble people, but humble the eyes that are proud. Lord, kindle a light for my guidance and scatter my darkness. You, O Lord, are my lamp, my God who lightens my darkness. With you I can break through any barrier. With my God I can scale any wall. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Put into us, O Lord, the flame of your love, and then united to everyone else in the body of Christ, we can truly help these suffering souls that are in the state of purgatorium or purification. Help us, Lord God. You indeed reward and love the character of those who choose to be like you in their character. And yet, so much can be done wrong, even by those who are clean and pure of heart. Take care to help us to be more and more pure of heart. Lord, kindle a light for my guidance and scatter my darkness. So the verse introducing the lesson or lessons from scripture and tradition is, all wondered at the words of grace which came from the mouth of the Lord. And I made a small mistake. I said that we would take all the other parts but the Psalms from the Office for the Dead, but really we need to make sure that the readings, especially the last few readings of Ordinary Time, we stay in those as much as we can. I mean, I can tell you what the first one would have been. It would have been one of Paul's reflections on the resurrection body, or on how we're absent from the body or present to the Lord for the office of the dead. But the first reading is from the book of the prophet Zechariah 10:3 verse 3 through chapter 11 verse 3. Israel's deliverance and restoration. Thus says the Lord, my wrath is kindled against the shepherds, and I will punish the leaders. For the Lord of armies will visit his flock, the house of Judah, and make them his stately war horse. From him shall come leader and chief, from him warrior's bow and every officer. They shall all be warriors, trampling the mire of the streets in battle. They shall wage war because the Lord is with them. They shall put the horsemen to rout. I will strengthen the house of Judah. The house of Joseph I will save. I will bring them back because I have mercy on them. They shall be as though I had never cast them off. For I am the Lord their God, and I will hear them. Then Ephraim shall be valiant men, and their hearts shall be cheered as by wine. Their children shall see it and be glad. Their hearts shall rejoice in the Lord. I will whistle for them to come together, and when I redeem them, they will be as numerous as before. I sowed them among the nations, yet in distant lands they remember me. They shall rear their children and return. I will bring them back from the land of Egypt and gather them from Assyria. I will bring them into Gilead and into Lebanon, but these shall not suffice for them. I will cross over to Egypt and smite the waves of the sea, and all the depths of the Nile shall be dried up. The pride of Assyria shall be cast down, and the scepter of Egypt taken away. I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they shall walk in his name, says the Lord. Open your doors, O Lebanon, that the fire may devour your cedars. Wail, you cypress trees, for the cedars are fallen. The mighty have been despoiled. Wail, you oaks of Bashan, for the impenetrable forest is cut down. Hark, the wailing of the shepherds, their glory has been ruined. Hark, the roaring of the young lions, the jungle of the Jordan is laid waste. That was a moment of sacred silence for us to consider. And the responsory prayer is taken from Zechariah chapter 10 and Isaiah chapter 28. I shall restore them because I have compassion on them, for I am the Lord their God. Their hearts shall rejoice in the Lord. On that day, the Lord of armies shall be a crown of glory, a brilliant diamond end for the remnant of his people. Their hearts shall rejoice in the Lord. And our second reading is from a sermon by St. Augustine, Bishop. The caption is, "The heart of the just man will rejoice in the Lord." The just man will rejoice in the Lord and put his hope in him. The hearts of all good men will be filled with joy. We must surely have sung these words with our hearts as well as with our voices. Indeed, the tongue of the Christian expresses his deepest feelings when it addresses such words to God. The just man will rejoice, not in the world, but in the Lord. Light has dawned for the just. Scripture says in another place, and joy for the upright of heart. Were you wondering what reason he has for joy? Here you are told, the just man will rejoice in the Lord. Another text runs, delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desire. What are we instructed to do then, and what are we enabled to do? To rejoice in the Lord. And who can rejoice in something he does not see? Am I suggesting that we see the Lord then? No, but we have been promised that we shall see him. Now, as long as we are in the body, we walk by faith, for we are absent from the Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight. When will it be by sight? Beloved, John says, we are now the sons of God. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. But we know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. When this prophecy is fulfilled, then it will be by sight. That will be the great joy, the supreme joy, joy in all its fullness. When we shall no longer drink the milk of hope, but we shall feed on the reality itself. Nonetheless, even now, before that vision comes to us, or before we come to that vision, let us rejoice in the Lord, for it is no small reason for rejoicing to have a hope that will one day be fulfilled. Therefore, since the hope we now have inspires love, the just man rejoices. Scripture says, in the Lord. But because he does not yet see, it immediately goes on to say, and hopes in him. Yet already we have the first fruits of the Spirit. And have we not also other reasons for rejoicing? For we are drawing near to the one we love. And not only are we drawing near, we even have some slight feeling and taste of the banquet we shall one day eagerly eat and drink. But how can we rejoice in the Lord if he is far from us? Pray God he may not be far. If he is, that is your doing. Love and he will draw near. Love and he will dwell within you. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety. Are you puzzled to know how it is that he will be with you? If you love, God is love. What do you mean by love, you will ask me? It is that which enables us to be loving. What do we love? A good that words cannot describe, a good that is forever giving, a good that is the creator of all good. Delight in him from whom you have received everything that delights you. But in that I do not include sin, for sin is the one thing that you do not receive from him. With that one exception, everything you have comes from him. Responsory prayer. The unseen God lies hidden from you. If you wish to see God, believe in him, though you cannot yet see him. Walk on in faith, and you shall someday see his face. If faith has not consoled you along the path of life, you will never enjoy the blessed privilege of seeing him in his kingdom. Walk on in faith, and you shall someday see his face. So I want to combine this also with morning prayer, psalms, and morning prayer, so that we can enjoy a half hour of scripture meditation, and that way you can ask for a plenary indulgence after this. All this stuff is scripture. It's all scripture. Okay, goody. We have one of my favorite psalms, Psalm 36. And all the antiphons and everything in the office are to slow you down and make you have time to meditate on scripture so that it truly becomes a time of personal conversation with God. O Lord, in your light we see light itself, is antiphon for the first of morning prayer psalms. Sin speaks to the sinner in the depths of his heart. There is no fear of God before his eyes. He so flatters himself in his mind that he knows not his guilt. In his mouth are mischief and deceit. All wisdom is gone. He plots the defeat of goodness as he lies on his bed. He has set his foot on evil ways. He clings to what is evil. Your love, Lord, reaches to heaven, your truth to the skies. Your justice is like God's mountain, your judgments like the deep. To both man and beast, you give protection. O Lord, how precious is your love. My God, the sons of men find refuge in the shelter of your wings. They feast on the riches of your house. They drink from the stream of your delight. In you is the source of life, and in your light we see light. Keep on loving those who know you, doing justice for upright hearts. Let the foot of the proud not crush me, nor the hand of the wicked cast me out. See how the evildoers fall. Flung down, they shall never arise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O Lord, in your light we see light itself. O God, you are great and glorious. We marvel at your power. This is a canticle that we're going to pray from Judith, chapter 16. Strike up the instruments, a song to my God with timbrels. Chant to the Lord with cymbals. Sing to him a new song. Exalt and acclaim his name. O God, you are great and glorious. We marvel at your power. A new hymn I will sing to my God. O Lord, great are you and glorious, wonderful in power and unsurpassable. O God, you are great and glorious. We marvel at your power. Let your every creature serve you, for you spoke and they were made. You sent forth your spirit and they were created. No one can resist your word. O God, O Lord, God, you are great and glorious. We marvel at your power. The mountains to their bases and the seas are shaken. The rocks like wax melt before your glance. But to those who fear you, you are very merciful. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O God, you are great and glorious. We marvel at your power. Exalt in God's presence with hymns of praise. Psalm 47 is our next prayer. All peoples, clap your hands. Cry to God with shouts of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, we must fear. Great King over all the earth. He subdues peoples under us and nations under our feet. Our inheritance, our glory is from him, given to Jacob out of love. God goes up with shouts of joy. The Lord goes up with trumpet blast. Sing praise for God. Sing praise. Sing praise to our King. Sing praise. God is King of all the earth. Sing praise with all your skill. God is King over the nations. God reigns on his holy throne. The princes of the peoples are assembled with the people of Abraham's God. The rulers of the earth belong to God who reigns over all. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. On earth, the church may be weak, but Jesus has already won the victory. He is the King, King of every dimension of our lives, every part of our lives, every personal thing that we do, and everything that belongs to us. And yet he shares his royal power with us. Instead of subduing peoples under us and nations under our feet, in a regular political kingdom, Christ our Lord teaches us how to reign by giving ourselves in preaching, ministry, and sacrifice for others. And so we begin to share his royal sacred power. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. You yourself are a reward, Lord, exalting God's presence with hymns of praise. And the short reading is from the book of Tobit. Do to no one what you yourself dislike. Give to the hungry some of your bread, and to the naked some of your clothing. Seek counsel from every wise man. At all times bless the Lord, and ask him to make all your paths straight, and to grant success to all your endeavors and plans. And so that was our opportunity to listen to God, give us kind of an inspiration or a message, perhaps, or that's the idea behind the short liturgical reading. Our responsory prayer is, incline my heart according to your will, O God. And then all the followers would say, incline my heart according to your will, O God, as a prayer too. Speed my steps along your path, response, according to your will, O God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Incline my heart according to your will, O God. Canticle of Zechariah. Show us, well, let's take it for the office from the dead, since we want to get as close to that as we can. I am the resurrection. I am the life. To believe in me means life, in spite of death. And all who believe and live in me shall never die. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection. I am the life. To believe in me means life in spite of death, and all who believe and live in me shall never die. Our intercessions today from the common of the office of the dead. Let us pray to the all-powerful Father who raised Jesus from the dead and gives new life to our mortal bodies. And together we unite this with the prayers of the Mass and the prayers of the faithful at the liturgy of all the Masses throughout the world in this liturgy here. Lord, give us new life in Christ is one possible response. Since you don't maybe have in front of you the second part, which is the other way of doing this, through call and response, we'll say that after each one. Father, through baptism, we have been buried with your Son and have risen with him in his resurrection. Grant that we may walk in newness of life, so that when we die, we may live with Christ forever. Lord, give us new life in Christ. Provident Father, you have given us the living bread that has come down from heaven and which should always be eaten worthily. Grant that we may eat this bread and worthily and be raised up to eternal life on the last day. Lord, give us new life in Christ. Lord, you sent an angel to comfort your Son in his agony. Give us the hope of your consolation when death draws near. Lord, give us new life in Christ. You delivered the three youths from the fiery furnace. Free your faithful ones from the punishment they suffer for their sins. Lord, give us new life in Christ. God of the living and the dead, you raised Jesus from the dead. Raise up those who have died and grant that we may share eternal glory with them. Lord, give us new life in Christ. And for all of our personal intentions, Lord, give us new life in Christ. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. For multiple people, let us pray. Father, source of forgiveness and salvation for all mankind, hear our prayer. By the prayers of the ever-Virgin Mary, may our friends, relatives, and benefactors who have gone from this world come to share eternal happiness with all your saints. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. And of course, this is a beautiful way to get a plenary indulgence. Of course, the main thing is to love our relatives by considering, remembering them, and making some sort of sacrifice or for them in our lives, including attending special prayers like this, but also, almsgiving or something like that too. So if you wanted to pray another prayer, and I do, I'll just give you an example of one of the beautiful prayers the church gives us for individuals. So if your grandmother or grandfather or someone has just died, you can pray an office for the dead and offer, again, in harmony, syncing up with the liturgy and prayers of the Mass, you can pray an office of the dead or part of an office for the dead for them. And you can finish with that prayer. This is kind of what it's designed for. Lord God, you are the glory of believers and the life of the just. Your Son redeemed us by dying and rising to life again. Our brother or sister, name, whoever they were, whoever it was faithful and believed in our own resurrection. Give to him or her the joy and blessings of the life to come. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. That concludes the office for the dead. And I'm really glad you were here. I got more sleep last night, so I'm feeling a lot better. I mean, I feel much more like I'm getting back to my normal strength. Dana signing off.